Pox cocked her head. I think you do know what I need, Your Highness. May I tell you? He nodded, and Pox finished the drink before going on. I think that Leonya's king is in your court at this time. For his safety and reputation, the sword's test should be conducted openly before your council. He is here? Not merely in Saya, but in my court, and you know who it is? Whatever you asked Duke Phelan then confirmed your knowledge. Perhaps you asked who would come with him? Pox had not thought to ask that, but the prince seemed not to notice. It must be someone he knows, a captain of his, or... He stopped short. You are not saying it is... I am not saying anyone, Your Highness, at this time. His eyes were bright, watching her. No, you aren't saying, but I have wits enough to guess, I think. Gerd's cudgel. This will stir the council. He laughed, a boy's clear, open laugh, and poured her another cup. His face sobered. And give us a problem as well. The North... Your Highness, I pray you, do not speak of it until the time. Oh, very well, but you want a council session, and it must be before we resume our previous business. You may not be aware that certain lords have been asked to swear their allegiance directly to me even before the coronation. In this case... His lips twitched, but he controlled the smile. It might prove inconvenient to your purpose. He poured another cup for himself. So, a council session called on special business. The High Marshal will support me there. You will want it as quickly as possible? Yes. Tomorrow morning, then. It will take several hours to arrange, and tonight, as you no doubt recall, is the Feast of Luop. We will all be in the Grange Hall until late, for the High Marshal is knighting a score of youths. Pox had forgotten about the Feast of Luop. It could not be put off? His eyes widened. Luop's feast? The knighting? Gods, no. Relatives of these boys have traveled days to be here. Not if a dragon sat smoking in the inner court. If you have concern about the, person, I can assign guards, though. No, Your Highness. Only if anyone asks, could you explain that the king's squires are looking into the company rolls for a name? He nodded. That I can do, and will, right gladly. Now, if you'll excuse me, I will summon the High Marshal on this matter we spoke of. Pox rose quickly and bowed. Is there aught I can do, Your Highness, to help with this? I think not. You will confirm your request, of course, to any lord who asks you, but I think they will not ask. He nodded, and Pox withdrew, to find a page ready to escort her back to the rooms she'd been assigned. Once there, she found Leith in attendance. Her things had been unpacked, and a hot bath was ready for her. I thought... Pox began, but Leith smiled and put a finger to her lips. With Garrus to look, and Surya to keep notes, they didn't need me. Here, lady, let me take that mail. Leith set it aside, and helped Pox strip off the last of her clothes and climb into the tub. And I thought, she said very softly, that you would want no one else near the sword. I chased two chambermaids out of here when I came. Thank you, Leith, said Pox. The hot scented water was delightful. She felt she could acquire a taste for bathing this way. When she was done, Leith handed her a robe of heavy rose-colored wool.